Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
你赐给我们一生一切美好的好处。
You give us the full life full of benefits.
让我们可以享受主在这个世界的生命。
Let us enjoy this life on earth.
我们更感谢你，我们有那永恒的盼望。
We especially thank you for the eternal hope.
就求主你今天特别的恩待我们。
Lord, please bless us today.
当我们打开神的话语，
When we open your words,
就求主你让你的话语能够滋润我们的心。
Lord, may your words nourish our hearts.
让我们晓得你在我们生命中那美好的旨意。
Help us learn the beautiful wills in our life.
让我们操练我们的生命。
Help us practice our lives.
可以更像你的儿子耶稣基督的样式。
So that we can be more like your son, Jesus Christ.
我们可以讨你的喜悦。
We can do things in pleasing in your sight.
主，我们今天恭敬将所讲的跟所听的都一并交托在你的手中。
We put everyone here in your hands.
愿主你恩待我们。
Please be kind to us.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of your son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
可以，
可以。
OK， 好。那我有机会见到美国的牧师的话，他们常常会问起教会的中国教会的情况。
Whenever I have the opportunity to talk to American pastors, they also I also introduce about our church.
他们就会问到说这个教会有多少人呢？
They will ask how many people are in the church.
会教会的情况是怎么样
？And how is the church like?
我会告诉他们，我们教会人都是不多，但是我们教会人呢多样性可是非常丰富的哈。
I tell them we don't have a lot of people, but we have a lot of diversity in our church.
对，我们当中呢有人是从中国来的啊。
Some people came from China.
是大陆来的，有的是从台湾来的。
From mainland or from Taiwan.
那么有的人是从东南亚来的。
Some people from Southeast Asia.
所以我们当中就有人是从这个越南来的，从柬埔寨来的，还有从这个泰国来的。
Some people from Vietnam, from Thailand, and from Cambodia.
Yeah. Oh, 柬埔寨，对，柬埔寨。有你翻的对。
Oh, I read your mind.
我准备要说的，杨红是从柬埔寨来的哈，对。还有日本。
And from Japan.、
Oh, yeah, right. 还有 Helen 哈。Helen 从日本来的哈。
Helen is from Japan.
Yeah, 我们大概都讲自己不同的语言哈。
And we speak different languages.
那么这个有不同的生活习惯哈。
And we have different lifestyles.
你像师母是讲广东话的哈。
Mrs. Chen speaks Cantonese.
Raymond 也是讲广东话的哈。
Raymond too.
所以呢，我们还有讲台语的哈。
And some speak Taiwanese.
讲不同的方言都有。
And different dialects.
但是我们在一起来敬拜神。
However, we come together to worship our Lord.
教会，中国的教会在北美，每个教会都是这样，非常的多样化。
Chinese Americans church in the Chinese churches in the States are much like our church.
Yeah. Okay.Uh-huh. 而我们也当中呢是在美国出生长大的哈。
And some of us are born here.
那么他们是不讲中文的哈。
And they don't speak Chinese.
所以也要跟我们一起来敬拜神。
And they are here to worship with us.
所以我们所以要有人翻译哈，我们要有人
翻译。So somebody has to translate.
这样才可以哈。所以教会里讲到说信徒彼此相爱，实在是我们传福音呢一个非常美好的见证哈。
When we talk about Christians loving each other, it's the best testimony to spread our gospel.
所以华人教会啊，尤其如此哈。
Especially so in the American Chinese churches.
那世界上所流行的是相互攀比哈。
It's popular in the world to keep up with the Joneses.
大家就是彼此利用哈。
To scheme.
那么，但是在教会里，我们将到讲的、所传讲的、所鼓励的。乃是弟兄姐妹彼此相爱。
But what we advocate in the church is to love one another.
那这是我们跟世界一个分开显然不同的东西。
This is what separates us from the rest of the world.
所以初到教会的人令他们首先惊奇的就是，哎，教会的人和外面的人是不一样的。
New visitors to church are often amazed at how different we are from the rest of the world.
所以以前有一个到我们当中来的人，他说，哦，教会的人果然不一样啊。
One visitor said, oh, the church people are different.
因为在外面的人，如果大家有什么讯息，好像都要隐瞒，要不跟你分享这个信息的。
If you're outside of the church, people may not want to share with you.
那在教会里，大家就分帮忙去你找各种各样的讯息。
In the church, everybody shares whatever you need.
这就是我们所倡导的信徒之间的彼此相爱。
That's what we advocate in the church, to love one another.
所以今天我们继续来学习约翰一书。
Let's study 1 John today.
那么使徒约翰再一次回到了信徒彼此相交的这个主题。
Pastor John returns to this theme of fellowship among believers today.
说基督徒应当彼此相爱。
Christians should love one another.
这不是一个难理解的道理。
This is not difficult to understand.
但是做起来并不是那么容易。
But it's not easy to do.
尤其是在北美的华人教会。
Especially in the American Chinese church.
我们有不同的语言。
We have different languages.
那么我们有不同的背景。
Different backgrounds.
那么我们这个甚至有不同的种族在我们当中。
And different ethnicity.
在这种多元的背景之下。
In this diverse environment.
所以我们要做到彼此相爱更是难上加难。
To love one another is kind of difficult.
但是正是因为如此。
That's why.
那么我们必须要在这方面要多下功夫。
We should work harder in this area.
那这样我们才能够见证福音的能力。
So that we can wisdom, so that we can witness the power of the gospel.
那么接下来我们就来看今天我们所要读的经文。
Let's see the verses we're going to read.
经文在约翰一书的第三章。
We're looking at 1 John chapter 3.
那我们来读11节到24节。
Verses 11 through 24.
那么约翰一书第三章我来读中文然后 Melissa 来读英文
Pastor Chen, we're reading Chinese, I'll read in English
约翰一书第三章十一节我们应当彼此相爱这就是你们从起初所听见的命令
Verse 11 For this is the message that you heard from the beginning that we should love one another
不可像该隐他是属那恶者杀了他的兄弟为什么杀了他呢因自己的行为是恶的，兄弟的行为是善的。
Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil, and his brother's righteous.
弟兄们，世人若恨你们，不要以为稀奇。
Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you.
我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得是已经出死入生了，没有爱心的仍住在死中。
We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death.
凡恨他弟兄的，就是杀人的。你们晓得，凡杀人的，没有永生存在他里面。
Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him.
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄贫穷，却塞住怜悯的心、爱神的心，怎能存在他里面呢？
But whoever has his world's goods, and sees his brother in need, and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him?
小子们呐，我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上。总要在行为和诚实上。
My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth.
从此就知道我们是属真理的，并且我们的心在神面前可以安稳。
And by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him.
我们的心若责备我们，神比我们的心大，一切事没有不知道的。
For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们的心若不责备我们，就可以向神坦然无惧了。
And whatever we ask, we receive in him, because sorry. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards him.
并且我们一切所求的就从他得着，因为我们遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事。
And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son Jesus Christ and love one another as he gave us commandment.
遵守神命令的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因他赐给我们的圣灵。
Now he who knows, who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us.
好，这段经文大概可以分成三段哈。
This passage can be divided into three parts.
那么十一到十五节首先告诉我们爱不是什么。
Verses 11 through 15 first tell us what love is not.
那么十六节到二十，十六节到十八节则是谈论真正的爱是什么。
Verses 16 through 18 talks about what true love is.
那么十九节到二十四节则是讲彼此相爱对基督徒来说意味着什么。
Verses 19 through 24 explains what loving one another means to a Christian.
那么关键的经文呢，就是在二十三节。
The key verse is in verse 23.
就是神的命令是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
And his commandment that we should believe on the name of his son Jesus Christ and love one another as he gave us commandment.
好，那我们下面就先来看一看这个爱不是什么哈。
Let's see first what love is not.
那我已经讲过约翰一书这个特点就是什么，它的主题是什么，螺旋式的巡回出现，对不对？
I've talked about the book of 1 John, its characteristic as it emerges this theme in a spiral and escalating format.
所以这是约翰第二次谈到信徒彼此相爱了。
This is the second time John talks about Christians should love one another.
这是基于上帝是公义的这一个品格。
This is based on the fact that God is righteous.
所以十一节上来，约翰就讲，我们应当彼此相爱。
Verse 11 just tells us we need to love one another.
这和前面第二章讲的是衔接在一起、啊、
Which just connects to the second chapter.
那么重复的概念 和上面以前讲过重复的概念就有，比如说像遵守命令、啊、
There are many concepts were repeated here. For example, obeying the command.
这个命令呢在这段经文当中也出现了、有四次之多、啊、
The command appeared four times in this passage.
那也有讲过爱弟兄与恨弟兄。
And talks about loving brothers and hate brothers.
在十四节跟十五节讲，这是以前讲过的。
In verses 14 and 15, we talked about before.
但是他再讲，都会有些新的概念出来。
Even if he talk about old concepts, he had new ones to reveal.
这些概念有的是从前文来衍生出来的哈。
Some of these new concepts came from the previous concept.
比如说第十二节讲到那属恶者的、啊、
For example, those belonging to the wicked.
那么第十九节讲到说是属真理的。
And for example, in verse 19, talk about those belonging to the truth.
这是一个明显的对照、啊、
That's a sharp contrast.
所以属恶者的自然有仇恨在他的心里面。
Those who belong to the wicked naturally have hatreds in their heart.
所以第十三节呢，看起来好像这一节经文呢跟前面后面好像都不太连接得起来哈。
Verse 13 seems to be out of place, seems to have nothing to do with this passage.
他说弟兄们，世人恨你们，不要以为稀奇哈。
Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you.
那实际上这一段是一对这个经文很好的一个注脚哈。
Actually, this is a great footnote for this passage.
因为如果是属恶者的话，你自然会有仇恨。
If it belongs to the wicked, you naturally have hatred.
如果信徒也会这样做的话，这不能够享受哈，不能够享受神的祝福。
if believers act in that way, then we cannot receive blessings from the Lord.
所以十一节跟十二节呢，是一句是说正面，另外一句说反面。
Verse 11 and 12, one is talk about positive side, one is the negative side.
十四节跟十五节也是这样。
Just like verses 14 and 15.
讲到恨弟兄是怎样，爱弟兄是怎样。
Talks about what is like hating brothers and what is like loving brothers.
所以这是一个鲜明的对照哈，所以约翰用对比的方式说，你爱则是跟生命有关的。
And John uses this contrast method to explain what love is to life.
如果是恨的话，那个是什么？跟死亡相连接的。
Hatred is connected to death.
所以中间是没有灰色地带的哈。
And there's no gray area in between.
说如果没有爱的话，怎么样？那就是恨了。
If we don't have love, then we have hatred.
所以信徒不应只有仇，不能心里没有仇恨，我们只能是什么？只有彼此相爱的心哈。
Therefore, believers should not hate, but only love one another.
因为这个仇恨正是阻碍我们生命成长的一个根源。
Because the hatred will prevent us from growing spiritually.
这里啊，作者举了一个反面的例子。
The author used a negative example.
这个反面的例子就是该隐。
And the negative example is Cain.
那么在创世纪中曾经记载过该隐怎么样？该隐因为跟他的兄弟亚伯发生了争执。
In Genesis, we remember the story of Abel and Cain.
那么争执的来源就是因为他们两个人都献祭给神。
They had a dispute because they both sent offerings to Lord.
那么神就怎么喜悦了亚伯的献祭？
Lord had pleased.In Abel's offering,
就没有喜悦这个该隐的献祭。该隐呢，不自己去反省自己为什么自己献的祭神不喜悦哈。
He didn't go and find out why Lord did not like his offering.
但是他心里却心生不满哈。
But he was dissatisfied with Lord.
所以由不满呢，就产生了嫉妒。
And then he grew jealous.
那么由嫉妒就产生仇恨。
And jealousy to hatred.
那么仇恨乃至于杀人。
And hatred led to murder.
所以我们知道这就是爱不是什么。
Now we know what love is not.
你是第一开始心里面先有抱怨。
And we start to complain.
去对那个人不满。
And we're not satisfied with someone.
然后怎么样，你就心里面的不满或者会流露到表面哈。
And then what's not happy in your heart shows on your face.
因为你的不满就会变成了言语哈。
And then your dissatisfaction become language.
那么言语之后还再往下发展就会变什么？变成行动哈。
And the language may lead to action.
因为你要采取行动去敌对那个人哈。
And you may have to take action to fight against someone.
弟兄姐妹，这就不是爱啊。
Brothers and sisters, that's not love.
所以这个约翰一个非常大家当时人呢很熟悉的一个例子哈。
So John used a very well-known example.
那么就把这个爱不是什么讲得很清楚。
To explain very clearly what love is not.
所以约翰当时的教会啊，这个犹太信徒跟外邦信徒也是混杂在一起哈。
In John's time, the church.Had Jewish believers and Gentile believers.
那么希腊文化与本地文化呢，也是有很大的冲突。
Greek cultures and local cultures are meshed together.
所以这种多样化不亚于我们现在的教会哈。
And the degree of diversity is not less than what we are today.
所以约翰的教导不但对当时的人是有帮助，我想肯定是。对我们今天的信徒也是有帮助的。
John's teaching is not only helpful for the believers at his time, but also a great reminder for believers nowadays.
我们实在是有太多的理由可以喜欢跟我们不一样的人。
We have so many reasons not to like the people who are different from us.
但是上帝却让我们生活在一个有不同文化、不同民族，甚至不同种族的这样一个环境当中。
But God made us live in a country with diverse nationality, culture, or ethnicity.
所以我们可以求同存异，取长补短。
So we can seek common grounds and reserving differences.
那么共存共荣，这是我们向世人所展示的一个美好见证。
We can learn from each other's strength.Coexist and co-glory, so that we can testify of God's glory.
仇恨呢是来自于魔鬼的。
Hatred
目的呢？目的就是要毁灭人类的。
Its purpose is to destroy human beings.
所以自然不自然的，我们在这个世界上生活，我们心中多少会遇到些人和事，在我们心中会积累一些怨恨。
Sometimes in this world, naturally, we meet with people, we encounter things, and we will have complaints in our heart.
特别是我们这个传统的文化啊。
Especially in our traditional culture.
我们传统的文化呢，对于这个仇恨呢，实在是有太多太多的沉淀了哈。
Many many stories about revenge.
有没有大家都有读过金庸的小说嘛？是不是
？Have you read 金庸 's novels?
金庸的小说讲的什么？
What does he talk about?
报仇啊，对不对
？It's all about revenge.
哎，报仇啊！所以我们中国还有句俗话哈，叫“君子报仇，十年不晚”。
There's an old saying in Chinese that a gentleman revenge in 10 years. That's not too late.
十年不晚，我想。
10 years.
这个人一生能活几个十年呢
？How many 10 years do you have in your life?
那长命的嘛，活到八九十岁哈。
For those who can live a long time.
那么五六十岁就走的也是大有人在啊。
A lot of people who left.
十年不晚，这十年的光阴都这。
10 years. What do you do with it?
都报销了。中国古代有一个很著名的人物，他报仇啊是出了名的。
There's a very famous character in Chinese history, and his revenge story is very famous.
我不知道你们有没有听过这个人的名字叫伍子胥。
I don't know if you have heard of him.
听过哈，
伍
员伍子胥哈，他是春秋战国时代的人。
He's in the Spring Autumn period.
他家里面这个家族啊。一直都是士大夫啊
，His family is of high class.
所以都是楚国啊，这个国家里面一直是做高官、做大臣的啊。
And his family hold high official positions in the Chu dynasty.
不过到了他爸爸这一辈，不知怎么着，把楚平王给得罪了。
However, in his father's period, they got the king annoyed.
所以这楚平王就把他的爸爸妈妈还有他的哥哥全部给杀了。
So King Chu killed his mother, his father, and his brother.
所以他没有办法，他就逃离了楚国哈。
He had no way but to flee.
他就辗转了好几个国家，最后终于到了吴国这个地方哈。
He went to many countries, but eventually settled in Wu.
那么最终呢，他因为很有才华的一个人哈。
Ultimately, he's a very talented guy.
那么他这个能力也很强。
And he has a lot of power.
所以呢，他最后就是辅佐这个吴王啊，就来攻打楚国哈。
He supported King Wu to fight Chu.
那么他的目标就是什么？要找楚平王去报杀父母的仇哈。
He wants to revenge, King Ping for killing his dad.
哎，他成功了。
And he succeeded.
哎，他带领这个军队终于把楚国的这个首都啊给。攻陷了哈，那么攻陷了之后呢，只不过他晚了一步哈。
After that, well, he was a bit late.
因为那楚平王已经死了。
King Chu was dead already.
哎呀，他是报仇报不成啊，心里仇恨。
Revenge cannot be done.
他最后怎么办
？What did he do?
他把他坟墓挖出来了。
He dug the King Chu from his
tomb. 所以他鞭尸啊，用那个鞭子来打那个尸体。你可以想想这个心里面的仇恨是多少、啊、
Think about his hatred in his heart.
哎，我们一直把这个当作英雄故事来讲的。
when we were little, the story was told like a hero.
伍子胥不是一个反面人，不像曹操似的哈，大家一听都是伍子胥是个正面人物。
伍子胥 was treated as a very positive example.
所以我们可以看到这个仇恨的东西是在我们这个文化中有一些沉淀的哈。
So you can see hatred has a lot of roots.
我想不单是我们的文化，其他的文化都是一样。
Others too.
但只有在基督里，我们讲到什么，爱跟饶恕。
But only in Christ we talk about love and forgiveness.
好，那么我们了解了仇恨之后，再来看看什么是真正的爱哈。
After understanding hatred, let's look at what is true love.
彼此相爱，在这段经文出现三次。
Love one another appeared three times.
分别在十一节、十八节和二十三节。
Verse 11, 18, and 23.
那么可以说每一次都是步步的深入。
Every time when the verse is mentioned, it gives us deeper meaning.
所以这不但是神的命令哈。
This is not only God's command.
而且约翰教导我们要把彼此相爱落在实处。
But John teaches us that we need to practice loving one another in our lives.
我们知道在第二章呢就出现过很多次讲到我们要在主里面。
In the Lord occurred many times in chapter 2.
那么这个也是约翰一书的主题哈。
It is the theme of 1 John.
我们不要忘记约翰一书的主题哈。
Let's not forget about that.
哎，但是呢，在这里面也有重申，24节也有讲到我们在主里面。
It's reiterated here in verse 24.
但是更多的是讲到什么？神在我们里面。
But it talks more about God's abides in us.
哎，有一点点变化。
There is some difference here.
因为这是他是更加强调说是因为圣灵在我们里面永生在我们里面爱神的心在我们里面。
This emphasizes the Holy Spirit, eternal life, and the love of God are within us.
所以约翰这里也举了一个例子。
John gave another example.
是个正面的例子。
It's a positive example.
那就是耶稣。
That's Jesus.
耶稣是爱的体现。
Jesus.Is embodies love.
爱就是甘愿舍命。
Love is the willingness to lay down one's life.
所以耶稣的舍命跟该隐的夺命就形成了什么？一个鲜明的对照。
Jesus' death contrasts sharply with Cain's murder of his brother.
所以我们应当效法基督哈。
We should be like Christ.
爱人以至于舍命。
Loving to the point that we'll lay down our lives for others.
其实我们还没有人要求你去舍命爱人呢。
Obviously, nobody asked you to lay down your life for someone
else. 我想这是比喻说我们要有一个心态哈。
And that's a metaphor.
这个心态就是愿意放弃自己的而去服侍别人。
To show our willingness to give up our demands so that we can benefit others.
不过很多时候别说舍命了，舍面子都很难。
However, sometimes it's even hard to sacrifice our faith, not to mention our life.
是不是？
Isn't that right?
所以约翰提醒我们说要到一个舍命的心态何况面子呢、啊、
John remind us we need to loving one another to a point of laying down your life not only your faith
那么十七节呢他就得特别讲到一个具体的例子我们怎么样去帮助有需要的人、啊、
Verse 17 gives an example of helping brothers and sisters in difficulty
那么十八节则是告诉我们不单在言语上还要在实际行动上。
Verse 18 warns us that words are important, but we need to express our love with actions.
很多时候啊不是我们不去爱别人哈。
In many cases, it's that you, not that you don't love others.
我们只是爱自己比爱别人稍稍多了一点。
But that we love ourselves a little bit more.
可能我们大部分人大多数人我们都是先爱自己哈。
Most of us may love ourselves first.
然后我们剩下的再去爱别人。
And the rest we spread to others.
但是圣经不是这样讲。
But the Bible didn't say that.
他说告诉我们爱神爱人爱己。
Bible says, love God, love people, love us.
但是这个爱是从神而来的爱。
But the love is, came from God.
是不是像基督那样的爱
Just like Jesus.
所以没有学习我们怎么样去爱别人很难我们说怎么去爱神哈。
It's impossible to love others without knowing how to love God.
因为人的爱是有限的，有条件的，而且是求回报的。
Our love is so limited and conditional, and we need something in return.
但是上帝的爱呢，则是不然哈。
But God's love is not.
所以我们爱人是因为我们爱神的缘故。
Therefore, we love others because we love God.
这才是正道哈。
This is the right way.
所以主内互爱呢，需要我们愿意付出努力。
Therefore, we need to make an effort to love one another in the Lord.
爱需要付出代价。
And we need to pay a price.
愿意放弃我们自己的要求。
Sometimes it's to give up our own demands.
愿意满足他人的需要。
So that we can satisfy others.
我们宁愿自己有一些不方便。
Sometimes we may have inconvenience.
我们要使他人受益。
But we want others to benefit.
那世界上也强调包容的哈。
The world stresses tolerance.
你知道。我们的小孩子他常常跟我讲说你不能这样讲话这个是歧视哈。
Sometimes the kids will tell us, "Don't say that. That's discrimination."
因为他们从学校受的教育说是要包容，要不要歧视等等。
Because they learn at school, you need to be tolerable and have no discrimination.
但是我们基督里面所提出的是更高的要求，不仅是这样的，我们是要能够接纳别人。
But we have a higher, demands for those of you who are believers. We need to love one another.
所以我们在教会里面，我们很多人是讲中文的哈。
And many of us speak Chinese.
那么我们就要努力去适应在美国的一些习惯。
We work hard to adapt to the American way of life.
教会里面有些是讲英文的哈。
Those who speak English only.
他们也是非常的尊重中华的文化哈。
They respect Chinese culture.
那么年老的话不要霸道哈。
The older are not overbearing.
你要给年轻人呢。一个自由发展的空间。
Giving you the room to develop.
那么年轻的呢，你就不要癫狂哈。
Young people are not arrogant.
那么这样你可以学得长辈这个生命中的一些智慧。
They can learn the wisdom from their elders.
所以我说这是教会兴旺的一个基础。
This is the basis of prosperity in our church.
所以教会啊，不是因为多样化，不是一个混杂的大拼盘哈。
Our church, because of diversity, doesn't mean it's a mixed platter.
而且我们乃是骨节经络一个连接的有机体哈。
We are an organic whole, who are connected by joints and tendons.
所以那个爱呀、啊，就像那个胶水一样，是把各个部分连接起来。
Love is just like a glue that connects us all.
让我们大家可以联合在一起哈。
Let's connect together.
所以我很感谢主，我们教会，弟兄姐妹都是，在彼此相爱方面都做得非常好。
I'm so grateful that our church has many beautiful testimonies of loving one.
所以有很好的风气哈。
And very good end.
不论我们背景如何呢，我们大家都彼此尊重哈。
Regardless of our background, we respect one another.
不论我们的职业如何呢，我们都可以互相的和平的相处。
Regardless of our careers, we live together in harmony.
那我们特别感谢主，像最近我们当中有素姐妹有。生病住院哈。
We thank the Lord. Sister Sue went to stay in the hospital.
那我们知道素姐妹她是从泰国来的哈。
And he came from Thailand.
那么她也是华裔，但是她不讲我们的这个国语，她只会讲潮州话跟泰国话哈。
She is of Chinese background, but she can only speak 潮州话 and.Dialect, but not Chinese or English.
Not Mandarin.
Not Mandarin.
yeah. 所以呢，我们很多人跟他沟通都有困难的哈。
Many of us have difficulties.
但是我们弟兄姐妹所展现出的对素姐妹的爱心却一点都不少哈。
The love that we demonstrated by our brothers and sisters to Sister Sue is no less than that.
所以很多弟兄姐妹去帮助他哈。
Many brothers and sisters went to help.
特别是素跟这个比安卡跟这个栾姐妹帮助她最多哈。
Especially Bianca and Luan.
因为栾可以讲她的潮州话哈。
Because Luan can speak
可以跟她沟通哈。
And she can talk.
那么我们很多弟兄姐妹即使不可以跟她讲，我们都有为她祷告，我们都有去探访。
Even though we cannot speak child dialect, we can pray for her.
对，弟兄姐妹，这就是一个美好无比的见证。
This is a beautiful testimony of love.
所以我们看到了。爱不是什么，又看到了爱是什么。
Now we see what love is not and what true love is.
那最后一部分是看说彼此相爱对我们基督徒意味着什么。
Then what does it mean to love one another for us as Christians?
所以爱啊，既有施予的一方，就有接受的一方哈。
Love has a side that gives and a side that takes.
哎呀，这个其实施予是不太容易哈。
Sometimes giving is not easy.
实际上接受也不太容易。
And receiving is not easy.
哎，我就喜欢施予，我不喜欢接受那一个哈。
I'm the one that like to give and not to receive.
那后来我做了传道人了哈。
After I become a pastor.
哎呀，我就第一开始的话，我就很不习惯哈。
那
弟兄姐妹很热情，每个人都要请我吃饭，我就不好，我请你吃饭。
I'm not used to brothers and sisters treating me to meals.
后来那个弟兄有，当时我还在神学院的时候，他说陈弟兄啊。你要习惯于接受哈、啊，接受人家。
One brother told me, Pastor Chen, you should get used to receive.
哎，我才学会说，哦，原先我接受别人的，其实也是一种啊，也是一种啊，神给我的恩赐哈。
When I receiving something from somebody else, it's also a blessing.
所以我们常常讲到说，有施予的，好像施予的这一方哈。那么受益的那方是受益，是得到；失去给的这一方是失去的，实际上不是这样的哈。
Sometimes we think when we give, we lose, and the one receives, they gain, but that's not true.
所以在神的这个计算当中，不是这样子的哈。
In God's will, that's not like that.
所以施予的地方，施给别人的这一方，同样也会受益的。
Those who give also benefit.
因为我们所给出的乃是暂时的，是必朽坏的。
For what is given is temporary and perishable.
是有限的哈。
And limited.
但是我们所得到的却是无限的、暂时的和永恒的。
But what we receive is immortal and eternal.
是永远、是永恒的东西哈。
And eternal.
而这些东西是没有办法用金钱来计算的。
This cannot be bought in money.
所以约翰这里提到了有五个有福的确据。
John here mentions five evidences of blessings.
所以彼此相爱第十九节讲到是内心的平安。
Verse 19 talk about peace of mind.
二十一节讲到我们在上帝面前的自信。
Verse 21 talks about confidence towards God.
二十二节则是讲到我们祷告会蒙应允。
Verse 22 says prayers are answered.
并且我们会得到上帝的喜悦。
And we do things that are pleasing in sight.
所以二十三节讲到我们的信心得到了印证。
Verse 23 talks about confirmation of our faith.
二十四节则是讲到我们与上帝的相交哈。
Verse 24 talks about fellowship with God.
值得注意的，这里面讲了很多。这节经文讲到怜悯的心，十七节。
Here talks about a heart of mercy in verse 17.
爱神的心。
A heart of love for God in verse 17.
哎，讲到三次提到我们的心。
And talks about our hearts three times in verse 19, 20, and 21.
对，那这就是和神在我们里面是遥相呼应的哈。
These blessings echoes God within us.
那么，我们如果是与人相争的话哈
，If you argue with others,
那我们内心就是浮躁的。
And we feel so not at peace.
不会有平安的。
And you have no peace.
当我们与人和睦的时候
If you live in harmony with others,
我们在主内安然
you will be at peace in the Lord.
所以既然我们蒙了神的恩典
Since we have received the grace of God,
我们就应当尊重他人跟我们的不同
we should respect the differences of others.
我们给予他人一个成长的空间
Give them space to grow.
彼此相爱
Loving one another,
取长补短
Learning from one another,
共慕主恩
And share the grace of the Lord.
所以我们应该感谢神赐给我们一个多样的化的一个教会。
We should be really grateful that God has given us a diverse church.
那我们应该欣赏别人跟我们的不同。
So that we can appreciate the differences from.
我们可以彼此照顾到肢体内的需要。
Take care of the needs of our members.
所以这是我们传扬福音的一个最根本的东西哈。
Such a basis for us to spread the gospel of Christ.
因为世人看到的是一个彼此相爱的教会。
And everybody will see a loving church.
一个彼此相爱的教会才是一个有能力的教会。
A loving church is full of power.
而这个教会啊，才会有能力哈。
And then it has its power.
它的祷告才能蒙应允。
And the prayers will be answered.
Yeah, 就以前这个一个著名的啊。这个中国的传道人林道亮牧师他讲过一句话哈。那么这就讲到说教会啊，一个教会一年之内你必须要有神迹奇事的。
And he said, a church has to have miracles in a year.
你如果没有神迹奇事，这个教会不能站立得稳的。
And if you don't have miracles in your church, that church should not exist.
所以我感谢主，每一次我在跟执事们来总结这一年在教会发生什么事情的时候
Thank God, every time when I talk to the deacons about the summary of the year of working our church,
我就跟他们数算说神在我们当中做了什么什么样的事情
I counted all the miracles in our church.
所以神在我们当中垂听祷告的事情实在是太多了
There are so many times that God has listened to our prayers in this church.
为什么会这样
Why is that?
就是我们是一个彼此相爱的教会
It's because we're a very loving church.
所以如果不是这样的话我们的祷告没有办法得到应允的。
If that's the case, If that's not the case, our prayers will not be answered.
我想今年呢，我们教会可能会有很多的改变哈。
In this year, we may have many changes in our church.
所以我也是这么样跟我们的执事们讲。
And that's how I said to the deacons.
那么这些执事可能都会有各种各样的变化，给我们带来各种各样的影响啊。
And there are many changes with the deacons that may influence us.
就需要我们大家怎么样能够要发挥这个彼此相爱的精神哈。
Make sure we love one another.
我们不但看到自己的需要，也看到其他人的需要。
Not only see our own needs, but see those of others.
所以我们同得好处啊，同得益处。
So that we benefit together.
啊，主内安然哈。
And we have peace in Lord.
所以今天中午吃饭的时候，中午饭就请大家，你尽量找你不认识的人啊，跟他在一桌吃中午饭。
Well, we have lunch today. Make sure you find somebody who you didn't talk to very quickly.
我们很都习惯了，我们吃饭的时候要找我们熟悉的人，我们跟他一起吃饭。
We all used to find our friends when we have lunch.
今天我们就操练彼此相爱哈。
Let's practice loving one.
就跟你平常不在一起吃饭的人一起吃饭哈。
Spend your lunch time with those who you didn't talk to last time.
彼此多认识多了解。
And let's make sure we learn each other and understand each other.
表面上我们是有一点不方便哈。
I know it seems inconvenient.
但是实际上是神的祝福哈。
However, that's God's blessing.
Yeah. 那么以前我认识的一个朋友呢，他是在这里长大的华人哈。
I know a friend who grew up here.
那么他跟我在神学院里认识，他也是出来做牧师哈。
He came to know me when we were in the ministry.
后来他就是留在达拉斯做牧师的话，在英文部啊。
And he stayed in Dallas to be a pastor.
所以有一次呢，就请他到中文堂去讲道哈。
One time he was invited to preach in the Chinese congregation.
啊，他就压力很大，说这个讲英文的，然后到中文堂去讲，他就不晓得这中文堂的需要是怎样哈。
Because he preaches to the English congregation, he didn't quite know the needs of those in the Chinese congregation.
不过呢，他还是非常的努力哈。
However, he worked hard.
所以他的中文还可以。
And his Chinese is not bad.
所以他就尽量想办法去用中文去讲这篇道哈。
And he really tried to use Chinese to preach.
啊，他要多花好多时间哈。
He spent so much more time.
那你才能可以到中文去用中文去讲道。
So that he can speak in Chinese.
那他讲完之后呢，哎呀，他不晓得效果如何，他就去跟别人去打听说，哎呀，这个反应怎么样，大家觉得。
After he was done, he didn't quite know how it went, so he went to ask people.
哎，大家就说很好啊，他能用中文讲就已经很好了哈。
He can speak in Chinese, that's great.
所以这就是一个包容的心态，他乐意去努力去用中文跟中文堂的弟兄姐妹去沟通哈。
That's a loving heart. He is willing to use Chinese to talk to the
Chinese congregation. 那么中文堂的弟兄姐妹也非常的包容他，还要说讲的怎么样，他能用中文给我们讲，就是非常非常不错的。
The Chinese congregation is also very loving because as long as he can speak Chinese, that's good already.
对，这就是一个彼此相爱的例证哈。
Such a good example of loving one.
所以约翰在这段经文里第二次讲到彼此相爱。
In this passage.John talks about loving one another.
这是基于上帝公义的属性啊。
This is from the righteousness.
上帝是公义的。
God is just.
他要求我们也行公义。
And he wants us to be just.
这就体现在教会弟兄姐妹彼此相爱身上。
And this embodies in how we love one another.
那么神的公义同时体现在他赐给我们的祝福啊。
And God's justice, righteousness also manifests his blessings in us.
那彼此相爱的教会是蒙神祝福的教会。
The church that loves one another is a blessed one.
对一个多元化的教会来讲，彼此相爱会遇到很多的挑战。
For a diverse church, loving one another may have many challenges.
这个需要我们特别有意识的要特别的努力去做。
And then we just need to work a little bit harder.
那么同时这也是我们见证福音的一个最好的机会。
But it's also the best time for us to witness.
基督徒彼此交融，
Christians love one another.
我们同得益处，
We benefit together.
主内安然，
And have peace in the Lord.
那么今天在结束这个讲道的时候，我特别提到一个诗歌。
Before we close, I want to talk about a song.
这个诗歌就刚才我们唱过的，
This is the one we just sung.
一会儿我们还要唱的，
And we will sing again. again.
因为这首诗歌我非常喜爱。
I love this song.
因为现在啊，实在有很多的圣诗啊，诗歌啊，那种现代的诗歌，我就不是很能够欣赏哈。
There are so many modern worship songs that I can't appreciate as much.
他那歌词啊都没有什么内容的，反过来调过去唱了半天，不知道他在唱什么哈。
And the words, I didn't know what they were saying.
啊，有的东西呢，他其实这个写诗歌的人，他的圣经基础跟神学的概念不清楚。甚至有些神学概念错误的。
Sometimes you can tell that the songwriter did not have a very deep understanding of the Bible.
你会发现，我推荐你的诗歌都在神的话语上非常扎根的。
You'll find out that my recommendation of songs are deeply rooted.
这首诗歌我推荐，因为它所有的都是从圣经经文出来的。
I recommend this song because every verse comes from the Bible.
这首诗歌就是盟约，我们刚才唱的。那么可以把这个诗歌打出来看一下哈。那他的第一首歌词是这样讲，他说，我以永远的爱爱你，我以慈爱吸引你。
It says, it is with everlasting love I betrothal my bride to.
那么这个是取自于耶利米书三十一章第三节，三十一
Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 3
yeah, 他说，聘你永远归我为妻，容以慈爱诚实待你。这是从何西阿书第二章十九节和二十节。
And there are verses from Hosea chapter 19 to 20.
那么他说，我愿夺得主的心，用我注视的眼睛，这是雅歌的第四章第九节。
It says, I delighted, O Lord, to steal some songs, your dear heart with a simple gaze. This is from Songs of Songs.
我的心如禁闭的井，取自雅歌书第四章十二节。
Through my heart, like a spring, it comes from Songs of Songs, chapter 2, verse 4.
心诚家果存留给你，取自雅歌书第七章十三节。将我放在你的心上如印记，将我戴在你手臂上如错记，这也是雅歌书的八章十六节。
Would you set me as a seal on your
heart? Sorry, 八章第六节。
Would you set me as a seal on your heart? This comes Songs of Songs, verse chapter 8, verse 6.
你的爱情坚贞胜过死亡，重水不能熄灭，不能淹没，取自雅歌书八章七节。
Many waters cannot wash love away. Yes, our love is just as strong as a grave. Comes of Songs of Songs, chapter 8, verse 7.
Yeah, 我赐你肉心代替实心，取自以西结书十一章十九节和三十六章二十六节。
For your old heart of stone, I'll give you one flesh with my law therein. This is from.
Ezekiel chapter 11 verse 19 yeah. 把律法写在你心里，是耶利米书三十一章三十三节。没有关系。Yeah, 我用水将你洗洁净，是以西结书十六章第九节。
I will wash you and you will be cleansed. It's from Ezekiel 16, verse 19.
你纵罪恶我全忘记，是耶利米书三十一章三十四节。Oh, that's all right. 因你鞭伤我得医治，你受刑罚我得平安。这个大家都熟悉。这是以赛亚书五十三章第五节。你受诅咒，我得祝福。这个是加拉太书三章十三到十四节。Galatians
chapter 3, verse 13 to 14.
Yeah. 因你流血我得生命，是取自希伯来书九章二十二节。
Through your blood, Lord, I have
That's all right. 是希伯来书第九章二十二节。
Chapter 9, verses 22.
Yeah. 这个不太容易记得哈，很多的经文哈。但是我们大家了解了这个诗歌的每一句话都是从神的话语而来。
We know that every verse came from God's word.
那我们求带领诗歌的人到前面来，来带领我们以这首诗歌来敬拜。我想我们这一次唱就会有不一样的体会哈。
Let's hear from the worship team.
And
we may have a different understanding.
让我们大家一起起立，我们来以这首诗歌来继续我们的敬拜。
Let's continue our worship with this song.